Donald Trump hypothetically prefers lunch with Hunter Biden over Joe Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on September 22, 2023. Former President Donald Trump would prefer to enjoy lunch with Hunter Biden over President Joe Biden, calling the hypothetical encounter with Hunter Biden a potentially more interesting experience. If you had to get lunch with one of the Bidens, would it be Hunter Biden or the man in the White House right now, Mr. Joe Biden? One American News Network's Caitlin Sinclair asked the former president. Well, that's an interesting question. It's one I haven't thought of too much, Trump replied. I think I'd take Hunter because it would probably be more interesting. He's definitely mixed up and got a lot of problems. But maybe in terms of interest, it might be very much more interesting, he added. I don't know if Joe Biden could make it to dinner time, right? Sinclair asked, adding that Biden would maybe take a nap or two. I don't know what he does, Trump said. I just know that it's so sad what's happened to our country in a period of a few years. Trump, who first coined Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop, the laptop from hell, correctly said in 2020 that the laptop was Hunter Biden's, even though many in the establishment media and federal law enforcement falsely alleged it was Russian disinformation. Hunter Biden's laptop is a disaster for the entire Biden family, but especially for his father, Joe. It is now a proven fact, and cannot be denied, that all of that info is the real deal, Trump posted on X, formerly known as Twitter. That makes it impossible for 50%, or 10% Joe, to ever assume the office of the president. As many as 15 media personalities claimed Hunter's laptop emails were likely Russian disinformation. Many media outlets cited Politico's now debunked infamous article that detailed 51 intelligence officials' belief the laptop was Russian propaganda. The letter Politico reported actually suggested the opposite. In addition, Facebook's founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg admitted in 2022 that the FBI warned Facebook of an imminent dump of Russian propaganda shortly before the New York Post broke the laptop from hell story, causing the article to be shared less on the platform to a meaningful degree. Twitter also infamously censored the story. Related flashback, Josh Hawley confronts Mark Zuckerberg with evidence of internal Facebook censorship tool. 79% of Americans believe Trump would have won re-election in 2020 if Hunter's laptop had been known to voters, according to a Technometrica Institute of Policy and Politics poll. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.